Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last year was the warmest on record in Ireland. Last month was one of the wettest we've ever known, and farmers have told us about the struggle to plant crops this spring in waterlogged fields. So what might climate change mean for the type of crops we grow in the future? And as we face wetter and warmer weather, what new plant diseases might we see in coming years? Well, I'm joined now by Clive Carter, who's General Secretary of the Irish Grain Growers, and by Pádraig Flattery, who is Senior Climatologist at Met Éireann, and you're both welcome to the programme. Clive, I'm going to start with you because we know the weather has improved a bit, certainly in some parts of the country over the past week. What has that meant for tillage farmers?
Thanks, Claire. Yeah, the last week the weather did take up and there was a phenomenal amount of work done. But up until that, there was basically nothing done of spring work. I think up to that 2-3% of the spring plantings were done until last week. I don't know what the figures are now. There's still a lot to be done, particularly in the north and northeast and parts in the south and midlands. But it's been a very difficult time. There's just been one window to get things done within one single week.
Yeah, and April is a critical month, isn't it? We're at the end of April now. I mean, are people making decisions around whether to plant or not?
Exactly, yeah. Well, usually we would hope to, where I am in Laois, have everything planted before the end of March, primarily mid-March. And then you would hope for a wet April to get the crops growing and moving on. But now we're so far behind, probably about 6 weeks behind where we'd like to be, that we're now, the ground has been so wet that it's only just coming dry. And we will probably be into a dry spell when we need it wet to get the crops moving.
That's a huge decision to take, though, isn't it? Not to sow at all.
Exactly, yeah. And look, there is still time. People, you can sow into May. It happened last year. Last year was actually a very late spring too, not as late as this one. But it did happen. The biggest issue with it is you're running into a much later harvest, potentially into September or late September, when the days get shorter. You only get maybe half days to get any harvesting done and you're at a higher risk of losing the crop altogether. So you're just at this stage hoping for almost perfect growing season.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a gamble, in other words.
Yeah, it's a complete gamble, but then again, it usually is this type of agriculture is a little bit of a gamble, but this year and the last couple of years, probably a bit more so.
All right, well, let's hear from Pádraig now, senior climatologist at Met Éireann. Good morning to you, Pádraig, and thank you for joining us. I want to talk to you about potato blight. I mean, that's another big problem. When does the potato blight forecast start?
So thanks, Claire. The potato blight forecast starts tomorrow on the 1st of May, and this is mainly because of the temperature and the humidity. So once the temperature picks up above 10 degrees and once we have around 90% humidity, we can then start to see the conditions, the warm, humid conditions that allow potato blight to spread. These start around this time of year. So on our website, under our forecasts, you'll see our blight forecast, and then the users can go and see the forecast for the next 3, 4 and 5 days for blight conditions in their area.
So blight conditions. So if you have humidity, which is high at around the 90% mark, and if you have a temperature of 12 degrees, that's the risk point, is it?
Yes, that's correct. So these rules have been updated recently. So Met Éireann have been forecasting blight since the 1950s, when our previous director, a guy called Austin Burke, developed a set of rules known as the Irish Rules for potato blight forecasting. And these rules were used in Ireland and internationally to forecast blight around the summer months. But we've recently discovered, with research from Chagask and Maynooth University and Met Éireann ourselves, that showed that the threshold for potato blight could be reduced. So now we know if it's over 10 degrees and if it's 88% humidity for a period of about 10 hours, then blight conditions start to develop and the danger of blight spreading increases as mm-hmm. well. So we now have these new Irish rules, which our forecast is based on.
So Pádraig, would you say now that we have more rainfall and higher temperatures that the risk is greater?
Yes, so the conditions for blight, the warm, humid conditions have increased. So every 10 years, MedEireann do an analysis of the previous 30 years of weather. So we do a climatological analysis of how the weather has changed over the past 30 years. So we had a period from 1961 to 1990, and then we can compare that to the period of 1990 to 2020. And we can see that over that 60-year period, we've seen an increase in temperature of 0.7 degrees Celsius and an increase of 7% in rainfall as well. Mm-hmm. So we know that the climate is changing, and that that climate change is expected to continue in the future, and that more moist, humid weather is likely.
And Clive, for you, I mean, how big a factor are plant diseases when you're thinking about how the season is going to go?
Yeah, it's actually huge in Ireland because of our damp and mild climate. I'm not a specialist on potatoes. I don't grow potatoes.
Yeah.
But it's similar for cereals, and we get a lot of diseases, particularly this time and through May. We get very good results from fungicides because of that climate. But that again leads to, we have some of the best yields in the world because of our growing conditions here, but it's just trying to manage those funguses. They just thrive in these conditions.
Right. So, Porrick, I mean, thinking again about how our climate is changing, are there other plant diseases now that we need to be aware of?
Well, absolutely. So as Clive was saying there, there's as well as blight, which affect potatoes, there's other diseases such as rust or fusarium, which can affect cereal crops. And MedEireann are in the process of establishing a fungal spore and a pollen monitoring network. So we're trying to roll out a series of equipment around the country which will be able to detect pollen and fungal spores in the air, and then hopefully we'll be able to forecast these pollen spores, or at least produce information on where these spores might be and when they might emerge and how they might spread around the country.
Mm-hmm. And do you expect, Clive, that you mentioned fungicides there, that you'll have to increase your use of fungicides to deal with these new threats?
Not necessarily, because we're losing a lot of the chemistry that would have battled these diseases in the past due to regulations. But I don't necessarily think we'll have to use more. There's the potential of gene editing breeding going forward, things like that, that we can edit the crops to be less at risk. There's all these technologies that can be used, different planting dates, things like that, but we just have to battle the weather as it mm-hmm. comes.
Do you see some people moving out of tillage?
Yeah, that's actually a huge problem in our industry. I know the Climate Action Plan has a target for 400,000 hectares. We're pushing closer. We're going in the wrong direction at the minute. We were down, I think, 20%. Cereal production was down 20% last year. We're going to be down more this year, probably losing about 20,000 hectares, according to the estimates this year. There's a massive shift away from tillage in this country, which is a very sad state of affairs. We've lost milling, we've lost the sugar industry, and at this stage, we really can't lose the whole tillage industry.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that there might be a move towards changing the time of the year when farmers plant, rather than changing the type of crop that they plant or the type of farming that they're in?
Yeah, well, we're not going to really change the mainstay crops, so to speak. But we are probably, well, in my position, maybe look a little bit more in autumn planting. It just gives you that extra window to get crops in, and if that doesn't work, you do have the spring then as a backup. But then again, weather dictates everything, and last autumn wasn't great, the previous autumn wasn't great, so a lot of the autumn crops didn't go in and were left until spring, and then the spring turns bad. So you get into a very difficult position when you're looking at the end of April with nothing planted, or okay, very little planted.
And Porrick, the growing season then, just to give people a bit of hope, it has extended a bit, has it, because of the weather conditions and how it's changing?
Yes, so we know that the growing season has increased by an average of about 14 days in Belmullet, 16 days in Valencia, 16 days in Dublin in the Phoenix Park. And while this sounds good, it sounds like, oh great, you know, the growing season's longer, we'll be able to grow crops or grass will grow for longer. It also comes with the consequence of climate change, which is more extreme rainfall events and more moisture in the atmosphere essentially as well, so more rainfall. And so while the growing season is longer, it might not be very useful because the soils might not be trafficable, you might not be able to get cattle out, and as we've seen in the past couple of months, you might not be able to get tractors out to be able to actually plant crops. So mm-hmm. we're seeing the growing season increase, but we're also seeing the extremes of climate change as well.
Just looking at soil conditions now, Padraig, like I mentioned how wet March has been, and no one needs to be told that it was one of the wettest Marches on record. How is the soil now?
So currently our soils are they're not saturated. Even the poorly drained soils have managed to dry out slightly, and then their forecast is for a little bit of rain this week, but it's not as bad as what we saw previously. So the soils have luckily had a chance to recover over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And what is the impact of an increase in temperature of 1 degree?
So for every 1 degree of temperature change, we can expect to see an increase in atmospheric moisture of about 7%. And we've literally seen that in our climatological averages there. We've increased by 0.7 degrees and we've seen a 7% increase in rainfall. And that's particularly important for Ireland, for our agriculture sector, of course. But because we're such a coastal country and we have the influence of the jet stream, when we're seeing these really increased sea surface temperatures, as that jet stream is travelling over the west coast, it's picking up all that moisture and it's increasing the rain then that falls on Ireland.
The 7% is a very significant increase in rainfall, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And when it does fall, it's falling more intense as well. So when we do have rain, it's we're having more than we previously had. Mm-hmm. And we can expect then more of this as we go forward in future too.
And Clive, you're seeing the impact of that firsthand, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're sort of seeing periods. Well, personally, I see periods of more intense rainfall, more intense dry periods. And I might disagree there with the soil traffic ability for any tillage farmer trying to get out the last while. It's still not great compared to this time normally. Even on dry soils, there's a lot of wet spots still in fields, and getting out there is very, very difficult.
Maybe the conditions are better the further southeast you go. Are you hearing that, Clive?
Not exactly. We're in the Midlands and the southeast, and I'm hearing from farmers there that it's still not ideal. While we did have a week, it's nearly set back with yesterday and today's rain.
Mm-hmm. Padraig, do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. And, you know, from a climate change perspective as well, while we're obviously experiencing extreme weather now, I spoke to farmers last year at a Chagas Open Day from the southeast who were having extreme dry spells over the past few years and were literally considering getting out of the game as well because it was just the weather was the extreme heat waves and droughts were as bad as well. So we're seeing these extremes all across Ireland for both rainfall and temperature.
All right, well, it all raises fundamental questions. Padraig Flattery from Met Éireann and Clive Carter from the Irish Grain Growers Group, thank you both for joining us on the programme. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.